blood for me, Jesus, on Calvary. Thank you for being born for me, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For loving me so.
Never, never, never know.
For loving me so, yeah.
Thank you for your blood, yeah.
Why you love me so.
and I hope you don't mind this holiday season if we take it back just a minute here. Because I know some people are getting excited about material things, but I wish I could get a church in here that knows that Jesus is the reason for the season. Can I get one witness in here? Say, can I get one witness in here? Here we go, set. Sing, mother.
Christmas filled it with earthly joy, like Frosty and Rudolph, even a drummer boy. They need to know that Christ is Christmas. They need to know. That's why he came, my friend. They really need to know. They've taken Christ from Christmas, replaced him with toys and games. The world really needs to know. That's not why he came. They need to know that Christ is Christmas.
No Christmas without you.
Yo, David, can we say that part again? I said
see, I need to make out a Christmas list. Who should we put on there? Vicky. Claude. Monica. Neely. Troy. Carry on.
Derek.
Uncle Jesse. I can't forget Tammy. But it's Jesus' birthday. Happy birthday, man. We love you, Miss Sandy, man.
Your gift of love.
Such a
sacrifice. Such a sacrifice to give.
Sent from above.
Sent from above. So that we shall forever live.
So with our voices.
So with our voices lifted high.
Jesus, you're
Jesus, you're the reason why there's no Christmas without you.
David, can you say that one more time? I say, there is.
There's no Christmas without you. There is no
listen to the angels rejoicing air so sweetly, receiving heaven's glory the night that Christ was born.
Listen to the angels rejoicing air so sweetly, receiving heaven's glory the night that Christ was born. Can't you see the people
coming from every nation,
coming from every nation,
pleading for their salvation,
pleading for salvation
the night that Christ,
the night that Christ was born.
Hallelujah.
Hello, Doug. Do I love you?
This holiday season, it is my sincere desire that you have a chance to really understand the true meaning of Christmas. I wasn't a holiday person growing up. We didn't have much, and the seasons were not the happiest times. But as I got older and really understood the meaning of the season, I had a chance to develop my own relationship. And I can guarantee now that nothing in the world could compare to the love that God has given me. So I pray that you also found the same joy that I found. And to every one of you I hope you can truly say someday that you'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Here we go. Say hallelujah.
I'd rather have Jesus.
Listen, when I'm sick,
can't get well. Jesus.
Yeah.
When I'm down.
Down and out. Who's that?
Jesus.
Yeah. No money in my pocket.
No food on the table.
Who's that?
Jesus.
Yeah.
No money in my pocket.
No food on the table. I'm glad he's there.
Jesus.
And you know what, family? Can't nobody.
Do me like Jesus.
Somebody say nobody.
Can't nobody.
Do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Do me like Jesus. What's his name?
Jesus.
Somebody say glory.
Jesus.
Yeah. Just say Jesus. Yeah. Come on, family, let's bless him. Let's praise him. Can you say Jesus?
Jesus.
Play by me.
before we say goodbye. We'll sing and celebrate the love we share today. It doesn't matter if that sweater isn't under the tree. If God's love is in your heart, then you have all you need. Just remember that Christmas with the ones you love is the best gift anyone could ask for. There's nothing like seeing those smiles when you open up the door. And there they are, friends and family, waiting on those holiday kisses and hugs. No, there's nothing like spending Christmas with the ones you love. No, no, there is nothing like spending Christmas with the ones you love.
heart, and I don't.